People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions. This is Rodney Trudgeon welcoming you to People of Note here on Fine Music Radio. The world of art is in the focus on this particular edition of People of Note because Southern Guild presents Unseen Dimensions of the Known by Patrick Bongoy. It's described as a wide-ranging exhibition featuring sculpture, tapestries, painting, and site-specific installations. It opened on the 4th of August, and you have plenty of time still to see it because it runs until the 29th of September. It's also described as a poetic inquiry into our underlying humanity. And the artist, Patrick Bongoy, was born in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and then he studied at the Academy of Fine Arts in Kinshasa and fled to South Africa in 2013 after he was involved in a politically provocative protest piece. And Bongoy works predominantly with waste materials such as inner tubes from vehicle tires, industrial packaging, Hessian sacking and textiles, and he cuts and weaves these together to create complex layered sculptures and three-dimensional reliefs. I haven't actually physically seen your exhibition yet, Patrick, but this is whetting my appetite, also having seen pictures on the website. So, Patrick, welcome to Fine Music Radio.
Thanks, Rodney, for having me.
It's good to have you here. Patrick, this politically provocative protest piece that caused you to flee the Congo, was that something fairly major that you actually had to flee, or what happened?
It was a combination of things, right? That was just that kind of drop.
Yeah.
You know, that
the last straw,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, and most of my work has been physically performative, you know, implicate my own body to speak about whatever was going on, you know, in my environment. And that particular moment was the last drop that kind of broke the vase. And yeah, here I am. But I'm still doing, you know, that didn't stop me from expressing myself still.
Have you always wanted to be an artist from when you were a young boy in the DRC?
I don't think it's something that I wanted, that was already chosen. Now that I look back, I've been doing art since I was very little with, you know, like that's the fun part of it. I wasn't even an artist. I don't see myself as an artist. I see myself as a creative mind. And now that we're speaking about being a channel from the universe to say something to the world, I think, you know,
Patrick, what made you choose the materials you work with, like inner tubes from vehicle tires, industrial packaging, Hessian sacking and textiles? What made you choose that to express yourself?
So I remember it was during 2006 when there were, you know, one of the big phases of rehabilitation of the country was happening, and they were building roads and stuff. So they were digging up old roads to make new ones or to extend. So there were, you know, it's a bit of mess, you know, around, and those elements was easy to find along the road. And at the time, I was actually leaving the fashion design, and I received a call, really, because I looked around. I was like, as an artist, I still yet don't see anybody who's talking about what's happening. Isn't it beautiful to keep a memory of it? So that's where it started. And at the time, I was using plenty of materials. And it's only after time, some other element was fading away. And then I remained with the Asian and the rubber. And it was quite amazing for myself also to see, because it's not something that I was in control of, you know. And with the few material that I was remaining with, actually, like the rubber from the inner tube was, for me, on its own, you know, telling everything, you know, from device chaos to, you know, from evolution to...
Right at the beginning, you wanted to express your country's political turmoil in your art, and you found these rubber tubes and things as the most expressive way to do this?
I didn't really want to express the turmoil that was happening in my country. It was just about to keep the memory of, you know, yes, rehabilitation, you know, it's good, you know, such an amazing project, you know, we need the country to get better, to be beautiful and all of that. So it was, let's just stick with that, right? And then it's only later that the material, the process started unveiling itself to me, you know, where the material started speaking so strongly about the past, which, you know, the King Leopold cutting the hands, you know, like all of that, and also questioning, as I said, you know, what kind of evolution is that? Yes, the roads are great, but is it a necessity? Is it something that people need? Is it benefiting to people? And then for me, it was a good metaphor to talk about, yes, the same material that contributes so much to our life. It's also causing distractions. So it's basically a good thing to have, and that can speak about all of this topic at the same time.
I know, I see what you mean. Okay, now, Patrick, we're going to have our first piece of music. Luambo Makiadi. Tell me what we're going to hear and why you've chosen this.
So Luambo Makiadi, I choose the song Nalinga Kayote. So that song is one of the long song, you know, like, it, I don't know if it's like more than 15 minutes.
Wow.
So
okay, we'll listen to a snatch.
Yes. So the first thing, reason why it's one of my favorite when I listen to my everyday music, it firstly takes a lot of time to listen to, and then it has phases in there. So it's so, so such a, and it's so strong, so powerful in a sense where it brings back to, like, a bit of, you know, like, my material. It speaks about happiness and also sorrow in the same time, and also the technique applying this music. So you guys will listen to it, and I hope that you will journey with me and feel really what I feel through the music. And Luambo is kind of like the patriarch, you know? And so I choose the song for many reasons. Emotional, you know, reminds me of the past, and also how someone can hold more than 10 minutes and still get it right, you know.
Okay, let's listen. Music. Let's listen.
Yeah. Makango, c'est makango, mama. Ah, ah. Kimongando kutunga na boyaka, mama. Ah, ah. Nasali komo na flu na libalo yo, mama. Ah, ah. Kimakango, c'est makango, mama. Eh, ah, eh. Libala, c'est libala. Kimongali, kaka kimongali, mama, ah, ah, ah. Nalinga kayo, yo, yo, te, oh, oh, eh, eh. Nalinga kayo, yo, yo, te, oh, 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 oh. Esto yebi, tango kimakanga, mama, ah, ah, ah. Esto yebi, tango boyakanga, mama. Nalinga kayo yo yo te o, respect ya libala ezali wapi mama, respect ya libala ezali wapi mama, yo pe mosala toko sakanga mama. Nalinga kayo yo yo te o, nalinga kayo yo yo te o, mama mia, maose, nandi makite, soki okoki kosala ngai boye, voiture ya moto. Bakamoto Atanan Zambe Tokoyipa Ezali wapi
Nalinga kayo yo yo te o Nalinga kayo yo yo te o Imakango se makango mama Libala se libala mama Kimongando kutu kana boyaka mama Mongali, kaka mongali mama Nalinga kayo yo yo te o Nalinga kayo yo yo te o Ngai potisa koba boya kangai Baninga tokola balinga kangai te Baina ngai pona nini nzambe mama Kitoko ya kobota ma chance ya kobota ma Nalinga kayo yo yo te o ngai potisai Nalinga kayo yo yo te o ngai potisai Bakamara dona ngai bakoma mibali mama Baninga basi, kaka bazuwa ya pemeni Nalinga kayo yo yo te o Nalinga kayo yo te o Munga na sebe ni mama Ok si kango e komi
Now there's music. It was the first choice of my guest on People of Note this week, the artist Patrick Bongoy, who has an exhibition running at the Southern Guild until the 29th of September. Patrick, what country does that music come from?
The music comes from Congo because the musician, the guy who sang it, is from Congo.
Okay, so it's Congolese. And his name is Luambo...
Luambo Makiadi.
And the song was called?
Nalinga Kayote. He's well known as a grand maître.
Okay, in Congo.
Grand maître, it's like okay. A patriarch.
Of course, if you're from the Congo, you're fluent French, aren't you?
Yes, we do speak French there.
Yes. Do you speak two languages, French and English?
We have a few main languages. Mm-hmm. French and Lingala is one of them.
Okay. Okay. Patrick, I want to continue talking about the materials that you use for your exhibitions and for your artworks. And something I read that I thought was interesting, and one of the reasons I really want to see the exhibition, it says the figures in your works are often trapped in dense, knotted webs of rubber and jute strips, which is a visual metaphor for the abuses Congolese people have suffered from corrupt regimes and colonialization. Mm. So that's something also that you obviously feel you want to express. You want to express this in a visual way, the suffering of your people.
I mean, Rodney, as I said again, it's all part of me. I'm only painting my story, really. It's my story that I've been portraying out there. And I'm not really seeking for any answers, but for me, it's more of putting a conversation out there. And I think we all go through a similar struggle, really, you know? Like, it can be for our daily, you know, basic life, like from home to work or from a relationship or from just an internal fight, you know, into yourself as a human being, you know, that can translate into, you know, the work that you just mentioned. And yes, the struggle is there, yes, but the beauty is also there because it brings a sense of community by instance because those people are, you know, like, web is also something that keeps people, you know, together. You know, it's not a spider web though.
No, it's not a spider web. No.
So I think the bottom line is that, as I said, it's amazing how rubber itself speaks about all of that because yes, there's a struggle. Yes, there's also, you know, like an amazing moment of people being together, talking about a lot of things, you know, like I've been there, you know, it's something that I've been there and I pulled the benefit of it. And it doesn't mean that all of us did, but, you know, that's just it, you know, it's for me, it's the dynamic of life, you know, it says this upside and as well as the downside. Yeah, that's to me, as I always say, the bottom line of my work is hope, you know, and if you really see how everything is put together in a very, I would say, it's quite weird for myself to say it, intricate way.
Yes. No, but it says here, dense, yeah. Knotted, yeah. Dense and knotted. Mm. But if I come and have a look at the exhibition, which I hope to do, when I come to see the exhibition.
Now you're talking.
Will I be disturbed? Will I be fascinated? Will I be amused? Do you have a description, for example, of each work? A little plaque.
Yes, there is, but I always call people to just be themselves, mm-hmm. and don't stop yourself from feeling whatever. If you feel angry, then that's just for you to feel angry.
Okay.
You know, okay. And there's not any specific intention to people who are encountering my work, you know.
Yeah.
As an artist, I created this work out of so much love.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to be felt.
Interesting that you created it out of love. All this turmoil of the past, mm. it was love that actually brought it
you really
into
have
its
to,
existence.
Otherwise, you're going to break apart. It's not an easy process to do because you're uncovering or digging up a lot of remains.
Yes.
A lot, like it that process, and it's not easy. So mm-hmm. it's only through love and passion you can do it so beautifully.
Yeah, that's very well put. Love and passion. Yeah. That's what we want our artists to be, filled with love and with passion. Patrick, we need another piece of music now, and I see you've chosen Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Tell me why? I mean, obviously the great artist she is, but tell me why you've chosen this and what we're going to hear.
So you guys going to hear Omboji. I'm still practicing, you know. Yvonne Chaka Chaka is my introduction to South Africa, to what is South African music. Mm-hmm. And we gotta love it. It's even this funny way of saying at the time Mkomboji instead of Mkomboji, you know, and
as long as you love it.
Yeah, it's something that I was really young at the time, and that was just my introduction, and everyone in my age still have that, you know, in mind. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And I love beer, and so is my community. So it speaks about beer anyway. So, you know.
Okay. is the song about beer?
Pretty much. Homboji, it's beer.
It's beer. Okay.
Yeah, it's a traditional beer that they make. And
let's have a listen. When my zamen, whoopum komboti. When my zamen, whoopum komboti. When my zamen, whoopum komboti. When my time in, whoopum komboti. We'll be right back. That was Yvonne Chaka Chaka, South Africa's own Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Mm-hmm. The song was called, Patrick?
Mkhomboji.
And it was the second choice of my guest on People of Note on Fine Music Radio this week, the artist Patrick Bongoy, who has an exhibition running at the Southern Gill, Silo 5, at the V&A Waterfront through until the end of September. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, it looks quite extraordinary. And one of the things I want to ask you now, Patrick, is I read here in some of the information I was sent about rubber. Mm. In its usual form, rubber is inert and impermeable, absorbent of almost all light and color. And apparently, to work with rubber is actually quite difficult until you get it right. How would you respond to that?
It's difficult. It depends on, you know, what perspective you're coming, you know, coming from. And these are the processes that I can't really tell you how I happen to so as it looks like so easily, you know, kind of like
when we
get to have it to shape it in various ways. So it's just meant for me to do so, you know,
It's meant for you. You said that a few times that you talk of yourself as being a sort of a channel.
Because it's not easy to. Yes, I have my past where I study art, but I did fashion design, so I know a little bit of you know, like material or materialities things.
Yes.
But it doesn't. I never worked with rubber before, so even though I'm you know, sourcing from my background, but still, this is a new material. You know, it also surprises me, you know, like every time I get to do something, I'm like, wow, you know? Yes, it's a rough material. Yes, I got along with it. So I understood the material. It's been years. It's been more than 10 years since I've been working with it. So I know the smells. I know the texture. I literally know that with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just meant for me to, you know, and now and then I get asked like if I'm seeing myself using, you know, some other material than rubber. Yes, I want to, but I still feel like there's so much possibilities with this material. So I want to go till I ran out of, you know,
of
inspirations, then I can explore other materials. But don't forget that rubber is also not the only material I use. Yeah, I use Asians as well, which also one of the very strong material because it speaks about, the material speaks about unions really, because it's so rough and fragile when it's a single thread, but together, you know, in an Asian form, it's so strong and light, and that's one idea of what Asian is, you know, apart from the history that I speak about into my work, where it's, because the rubber sack, the Asian sack was to me, because cement was coming from China and stuff carried from, you know, the Asian bags. And for me, it was a metaphor of, you know, like the people of Congo who are being used to carry, you know, resources to import.
The other thing I read somewhere, Patrick, see, I read a lot about you, is that your factory is like, your studio is like a factory that operates in reverse. Because I'm told that you go into a studio and you're just surrounded by what looks like rubble.
Chaos,
yes. And then out of this chaos come these wonderful works of art. Obviously, you enjoy working in an element of chaos and from that chaos to create a form.
The chaos is just a word that I now and then use. I don't really see it as a chaos. I don't even see it as something. It's just the environment I'm in, and when you're in this kind of space in the studio, yes, it's nice to have, you know, things tidy up, but when you get so busy working on something, you forget all those elements. You forgot, you know, to tidy up because something else is requiring your attention.
Yes,
and often people see, you know, me in that stage where there's, but it's not really chaos. It's like I know exactly
where you
know,
everything what is. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So yeah.
And do you literally walk around, go around town or wherever, looking for this material, or how does it arrive at your place?
At the time, I was going places mostly to where you know like big trucks are because that's where I get my biggest tubes. But now, you know, I have people who supplies me. I buy them from people who, you know, collect it from different places.
And you said your studio was in Woodstock?
Salt River.
Salt River. And your home is in Woodstock?
Yeah.
And your home, I presume, is immaculately tidy?
Oh, yeah.
not like your...
No, not like my studio.
Not like your
studio. I grew up being a very, 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 very clean person.
Okay. And then art took over. Patrick, your next piece of music, also by Luambo Makiadi, what are we going to hear this time?
So you guys gonna savor Naboyi from Luambo Makiadi. So it's still the same kind of, you know, carried same spirit as the first song. And yeah, this is just one of my imaginary, the song that takes me to my imaginary world.
Maria! Tikanga inanova ya patanga konga epaya ejeni na kokoka kolimisa yoteo matongi elekana yo na banyo bogo na lingiteo oya kananda konangai opusi kome mabimemela ya makambo soki batunio okondi mateo ejeni ye kolanda teo moninga oyebiye matongi ya mari akoluka kaka abebisa amitie ya biso na yo Tango konga epai ya ejeni na kokoka kolimbisa yoteo matongi eleka na yo na boyo bongo na lingiteo oya kananda konangai opusi komema bimemela ya makambo soki batuni yo okondi mateo ejeni ye kolanda teo moninga oyebiye matongi ya mari akoluka kaka abebisa amitie ya biso na yo mari na boyo luka ya yo kamaranda po botambola na bananga ye na boyo songi eleki yo ne nzoto mari na boyo na sanzi yo bandeko opesi tublonga ne jeni bandeko na bonanga yo na boyo kende koliya epai yo wuyaka mari na boyo luka ya yo kamaranda po botambola na bonanga yo na boyo Sangi eleki yo nzoto mari na boyo na sanzi yo bandeko opesi tublonga ne jeni bandeko na bonanga yo na boyo kende koliya epai yo wuyaka
Yeah. Now that's our friend Luwambo Makiadi, and that song was called Naboyi. And another choice of Patrick Bongoy, who's my guest. Patrick is the artist who's exhibiting at the Southern Gill Gallery. And we're going to come back to the gallery in a moment. But Patrick, I just want to ask you, you've spoken about your life, how you fled to South Africa. But what was it like when you were a young boy in the Congo? Were you, did you have a happy childhood? Were your parents artistic people? Or tell me a little bit about just your background, how you grew up. In what circumstances you grew up?
I grew up in a family of a lot of children.
Oh, you're not the only child?
No, I'm the eighth.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that is a lot.
Yes. So,
are any of the others artists?
No. There are few still have talent of like drawing and portraying things. But only two of me and my other siblings went to the actual art school. So my elder sister did a fashion design, like went to school for that.
Yes. Which you did as well.
I didn't study. She did.
Oh, okay.
I studied fine art. So I just transitioned.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, it was also easy for me to transition because I was pretty much in that industry. I was modeling. So
modeling
here. Yeah. So I was modeling and then I was studying fine art here. And the way fun the whole thing goes in Congo, when you study in art, you also get small gigs like sign writings or doing shirts or postcards, so that makes you money, you know. So that was helping me to kind of, when I'm modeling, because I was also friend with few designer, I was slipping my things to sell now and then.
Right, okay.
So, and then bit by bit, I was kind of like, I didn't even foresee it. I was moving from fine arts to fashion. I think a year before I graduated, it's where I completely, I remember I traveled to Brazzaville and Gabon for that. And that's just how things started. And I remember I was traveling at the, because we, Brazzaville is just 20 minutes crossing the river. And then I had all these, jewelries that I was planning to sell at the fashion show in Brazzaville, and all got sold at the beach, like before I crossed.
Oh, really?
So I went there empty-handed.
Empty-handed. Okay.
So that's a bit, but my childhood's been, I was creative. I was creating small things, like for events like Christmas and stuff. My friends' kids will gather around me. I would craft little houses and stuff with a little Jesus Christ and then cradles. And now and then in at school, I was, you know, the one who always, you know, illustrate something on the blackboard and stuff. So yeah, I mean, middle class. So middle class in Congo. My father was working in a reserve bank. He was head of inspector.
Okay. So it was a comfortable lifestyle.
It was comfortable when it comes to that, but now that I look back, I think my craft was my shelter, where I was, you know, because I grew up in a family of a lot of children, and in Congo you don't really, as a younger brother or, you know, a younger, you can't just get where elders are. So it's just I was escaping, you know, by doing those crafty things on my own. So that's, to me, was pretty much what other child have of their illusionary friends. So I didn't really have that, but I have my craft to hide away from.
Right. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
We're going to have another music break, and this is in fact the second part of that song Naboyi, where, as you'll hear, rhythms and things like that change. Also with Luwambo Makiadi and another choice of my guest, Patrick Bongoy.
Mm. Tongo baninga nasi mandaka yeye
odi mandake bobo soni sala yobo
kumben 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 kumben
odi mandake bobo soni sala yobo
balobina ngai okomi gérant okomi koye babilamba paninga bakola kakao
odi mandake bobo soni sala yobo
kumben 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 kumben
odi mandake bobo soni sala yobo
tala baninga babo yo likolo ya songi songi na yo mabe o
odi mandake bobo soni songi leka yo
kumben sekete kumben kumben kundeke sekete kumben
odi mandake bobo
Balobina ngai okomi gérant okomi koye babilamba paninga bakola kakao
Odi mandake bobo soni songe leka yo
kumben 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 kumben
Odi mandake bobo soni songe leka yo
Balobina ngai okomi gérant okomi kopona bilamba paninga bakola kakao
Odi mandake bobo
Well, that was the second part of that song by Luwambo Makiadi, and that song was called Naboyi. But look, Patrick, I want to ask you just in this last few minutes of the program, the Southern Guild studio at the Silo District at the V&A Waterfront, which is where you are exhibiting. And you've just joined them, haven't you, the Guild,
yes,
as an artist?
Yes, recently.
And what we've done is Kelly Berman, who's the Director of Communications at the Southern Guild, is actually sitting here very quietly in the studio with us. So who better to ask, Patrick, than Kelly, to just explain a little bit about what Southern Guild does at Silo 5. Just explain. Welcome to our interview,
Thank
Kelly.
You. Thank you so much
Welcome,
for having
Kelly.
Me. Thanks for letting me eavesdrop and now barge into the
Imagine taking over she is. Yes, Kelly.
So Southern Guild is a gallery that had a really interesting beginning. Started off actually as an annual collection of design and collectible design, design almost as art that people who want to have something functional in their house that is also an art object buy and collect. So that's how we started, purely focusing on South African and African designers and artists, and getting basically artists to make design works and designers to make artworks. And slowly, we've been around now for about 13 years, and we have gone through an incredible evolution. Wonderfully enough, during the pandemic, we've actually blossomed and grown even more. There's something about what we are putting into the world that I think the world is really ready to hear. Many of our artists and designers make work that has quite a spiritual message and quite a profound impact. We really operate at the intersection of design, art, and craft to create work that has an impact on the world around it and that tells the stories of the artists who make them.
Now, how did you discover Patrick?
Well, we keep an eye out on the art landscape all the time. We're always looking at new artists that we think we want to work with. And we have been shifting more and more into the fine art space, and actively looking for more artists to represent, and also really looking for artists from the rest of the continent as well. So we met Patrick, and we started to learn more about his practice and visited his studio. And we really loved the materiality of his work, the way he takes, as we said, rubber or hessian and transforms it into something else and really changes the way that we see those materials. And I think it's also the craftsmanship that he brings to it that we respond so much to, because all the artists that we work with are incredible craftsmen with their materials.
Okay. And is the gallery open all the time? Are there always exhibitions there?
Yes, we always have different exhibitions, sometimes group exhibitions, sometimes solos, very often more than one exhibition at a time. Mm-hmm. We're open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5:30, and on Saturdays from 10 till 2. People often email us asking if they need to pay something to get in. Absolutely not. Anyone can come and visit us in the Sala District.
Is Patrick's exhibition a lone exhibition, or is he exhibiting with people?
Patrick's exhibition is a solo exhibition that takes over, I would say, 90% of the gallery. It's a really wide-ranging, quite monumental exhibition. There is one space in the gallery that has been dedicated to some other works as well.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, Patrick. What a lovely opportunity there as well at the waterfront. That was Kelly Berman, who's Director of Communications at the Southern Guild. It's at Silo 5 in the Silo District at the V&A waterfront. And you can go there and see Patrick Bongoy's, what sounds to me, and clearly I'm going to have to come, Patrick.
And no, there's no entry fees.
There's no entry fees. But Patrick, thanks for being interesting and different on the Arts Fund. It's been great talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again, Rodney. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Kelly, for being with me. And thanks for being in your space again.
It's a great pleasure. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing your work. Patrick Bongoy on People of Note, which was brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.
Thank you. Thank you.